Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday at 9 o'clock, which means Start, Bench, Cut, which means it is brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get the note, Jay's Southland Tow. You had mentioned how Dick Vitale is, by the way, very pleased last night that he got to see Darren Peterson play for 30 minutes. He went to Twitter about it again.
Good. Hey, at least he went back and said, you know, hey, good job out of them, or however, you know, that's one thing. At least Dick Vitale is not hiding behind his takes like some people do.
But you have said that he's the most important voice to college basketball's history.
Yeah, I do. I believe Dick Vitale is the most important voice in college basketball history, if not the most important person in college basketball history.
So I ask you, Start, Bench, Cut, the three voices that I think are college basketball. This goes back to Mac and I having a conversation the other day about it. Seth Greenberg, Jay Billis, Jay Williams.
Well, Jay Billis is number one. It's not even close for me. I'm starting him.
He kind of took that and ran with it, or I guess walked the court with it.
But he's been great for 20 years. I remember when I was a producer in like 01, 02, we would always have Jay Billis on. He's always just been so good at college basket. That was the other thing. Like back in those days, you used to call his law office and get him on. It's like we used to have Lee Corso on back in the day. You used to call the pencil company, the Ticonderoga Pencil Company, and they used to patch you through to Lee Corso because he was a pencil salesman.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy how stuff used to be.
Number one or number two?
So Jay Billis, one, two. Jay Williams, I don't know enough about yet, but I like what I see, so I'll bench him. And Seth Greenberg, to me, back when he was the coach of Virginia Tech, he was the guy every year that bitched about being left out of the tournament. Like every, we got to expand. I just win a couple more games, bro. So I'll cut Seth Greenberg.
It's like me saying, I wish that my tips weren't taxed and then I no longer serve. And my sister and family are like, dude, guess what?
Tips aren't taxed.
I'm like, damn it. Missed it by 2 years, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, I'll go same order, I think. Actually, no, I'll go Jay Bayless, Seth Greenberg, then Jay Williams.
Okay. Tell me why about Jay Williams.
Hey, he's fine. He's fine. I just like Seth Greenberg more. Okay. Just like his style. Yeah. They're all good. Don't
Seth
dislike
Greenberg's
any of them.
More like direct.
Yeah.
Where, and we'll play a clip of him coming up on the other side of Start, Bench, Cut.
I want Jay on a podcast. That's what I want Jay Williams on.
Okay, yeah, I like that take a lot. Yeah. Yes, he's very thoughtful, long form.
But
so is Billis in a podcast form, too.
It's true.
Greenberg's more of your TV, you know.
Here's the take kind of thing.
Start, Bench, Cut. Better advantage home venue. Mm-hmm. Allen Fieldhouse, Arrowhead Stadium, or the Horseshoe?
Better home field advantage, you're saying? Well, Allen is number one. I'm going to start that. What's Ohio State's record at the Horseshoe?
Couldn't tell you.
You know, like what percentage of games do they win
I just
win
know that
there?
I always hear you don't want to play
you
Ohio State
play
in Ohio State.
So I'll probably go the Horseshoe second, and then I'll cut Arrowhead. We used to talk about this all the time, how many opposing players loved playing at Arrowhead. It wasn't like they were scared by Arrowhead. They embraced it, and they loved playing
at Arrowhead.
Yeah,
they love it until the game starts.
No, they loved it during the game. Philip Rivers loved it during the game. He talked about it all the time. It's a great place to play. Love playing there.
Well, since 2010, they've won over 93% of their home games all time. 467, 111, and 19. Not bad.
Which is?
I don't have
percentage
the percentage.
Wise?
I don't have the percentage.
What was the for
since
what?
Since 2010, they've won over 93.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's number two on the list, yeah.
Well, yeah,
maybe number one on the list. I mean,
I'll go the opposite here and say Arrowhead number one because it's the NFL, and it's so much harder to get that sort of fan base. And Arrowhead's actually succeeded at doing it. It's the college fan base in an NFL and a pro league. We don't have it in the NBA. We don't have it in the NFL. NHL struggles to do this. It's got really good fans, but it struggles to do this. So I'll actually go Arrowhead number one, Allen Fieldhouse two, and the Horseshoe number three. All college stadiums are awesome.
Yeah.
We can name a million kick-ass college football stadiums.
Like 93% winning percentage.
Yeah, but Ohio State's
been the best team since
You can't hold that against them because they've dominated.
I'm not holding against them, but I'm just saying we're talking about home field advantage. You've got KU losing to Cincinnati. That was at home, but you've got KU struggling on the road and then going back at home and it's different.
It
right?
is different. Yeah, it's a lot different. And what has Bill Self lost? 10 games at Allen Fieldhouse in 23 years?
Nuts,
I mean,
dude.
So which winning percentage is higher, Bill's at Allen Fieldhouse or Ohio State's at the Horseshoe? Because that's the one I'll give it to. I'll just judge it all by winning percentage.
Random souvenir you can get at a sporting event. Would you like the hockey puck that flies into the crowd, the golf ball that you see the golfer kind of chuck to the crowd after he's gotten a birdie? There might be a little scuff on it. Or the football that gets chucked in the air by a player that scores a touchdown.
Say, I'm going to start the hockey puck because that would be cool to catch a puck in the crowd. Now that I got the nets up, so it's a lot harder now.
Right.
A golf ball from a PGA guy I will bench, and I will cut the football chucked in the air because there's always some guy wearing an event staff jacket that's trying to take that football back and bring it back down to the field. And I feel like if you get that football, you got to run out the stadium to keep it, and it's too much of a hassle to catch because they want to return it to the field to play. Hockey and golf, they let you keep that stuff. Football, though, man, you got some event staff down there that you know, some guys got power for 3 hours. Since I was a kid, I hated those event staff people. And they always try to be these big, tough dudes down there to tell you how to do something. Like, okay.
That's why it's so freaking cool that my brother has a playoff football.
He's got the Duke.
He's got from Tua's random throwaway against the Miami in the coldest NFL game, playoff game ever. He caught that. Kevin Harlan, oh, the big man's caught the football. My brother's not big. He was wearing 17 jackets, so he just looked bigger.
What did he do with it?
Kept it. He's got it hanging up. He's got it.
Yeah.
He wants to get it
probably
signed.
Probably on that game, nobody was coming down to try to take that ball back.
No, exactly. He wants to get it signed by Tua, and I can't remember if it was...
Trying to decrease the value?
I think it was Mike Hughes who picked it off. So he wants both those guys to sign it. I don't know if Tua would be down with that, but I'll bench that. I'll start the hockey, and I'll cut the golf ball, even though that'd be badass, too.
Yeah, just like Rory walks by and just chucks up.
I mean, I'd rather have a golf ball from Rory than maybe a football from anybody in the NFL, right?
Well, just to have the Duke on display on like your mantle in the living room, like, what the hell? You got NFL football. You know many people that do? Yeah, actually, I don't.
Exactly, no, not many. Because it goes into the crowd. Those people are taking that ball back.
It's like
you're running out of the stadium. It's pretty good that he got it.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Do it is that dude that had the badassest mullet of all time that caught the field goal and then jumped in the thing and then ran out of the stadium.
But back in those days, nobody cared.
I shouldn't care.
Who you having beers with? Start, pitch, cut. Ooh. Hockey guy, NFL guy, Jay Binkley.
I'm going to start the hockey guy. I'm going to bench Jay Binkley, and I'll cut the NFL guy.
Why?
Because I like Binkley. I know I'm going to have a good time.
And you're basically a 2-for-1 NFL guy, Binkley.
Yes, exactly. And NHL guys are just different level. They're still on South Beach
this
morning.
Did you see that goal that guy made for the U.S. team? He lost his tooth.
I'll start Bink, because how could you not? And then hockey, then NFL.
How could you not? Because we've already drank with Bink.
It's fun.
His birthday's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, there we go.
I once passed out drunk in Binkley's recliner and then set the alarm off in his house. You should have seen how quickly he shot up out of that couch. Yeah, we watched Mayweather and McGregor on live stream back in the day.
Oh, nice.
With
yeah,
all the 6'10 dudes there.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was like, hey, you cool if I just stick around? He's like, yeah, man. I passed out with a beer in my hand in the recliner. He passed out on the couch next to me. I got up, thought I was in the bathroom, hit the garage door opener, started the alarm in the entire house. The hell are you doing, Dustin? Hey, first time drinking?
He did say that, didn't he? Because that is such a Binkley line. First time drinking.
Let me ask you this. Season tickets to your sporting team. Your favorite bar to have season tickets to. Ooh. So you get early deals, nice. Early access. You have your own seat. Or your favorite restaurant with the same sort of narrative. Early deals, restaurant deals, and you get your own seat and table.
I think I'm going to take the sports. I'm going to stick to sports. I'll start sports, then I'll do restaurant, then I'll do bar.
Like, you got this seat at Maloney's.
Yeah, I like that.
This seat at Jasper's, or this seat at Arrowhead.
Yeah, that's really good. I'll go bar, sports, then restaurant, but that's tough. Those are all great.
And you know Maloney guard that seat.
Oh, of course he would, baby.
Is your name Mac Morey? It's not. I know him.
Get bent.
We go to ice cream. Saw these at the store yesterday. Decided to keep walking through the aisle. I think you'd be proud of me,
You're
Bob.
Stronger than I.
I was very, very weak at the time, though. Snickers ice cream bar, Twix ice cream bar, and now they have a 100 grand ice cream
That's
bar.
That's right. Start them all.
Yeah, dude. 100 grand ice cream.
100 grand ice cream bar
it's
now?
It's the best
dude,
thing
it's
ever.
It's in a red box. Looks just like the wrapper. I was like,
it's the best thing ever.
Tell me what it is.
It's 100 grand and it's ice cream. And you keep it in the freezer and you pop that thing out and ooh,
but like,
baby,
is the nougat
nasty.
Vanilla ice cream basically then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's caramel chocolate and all
yeah,
that
it's got,
stuff.
Yeah.
Bob, it's so good.
Is it? Okay.
Bob, it's so good. Start that. Bench Snickers. Haven't had Twix yet. Sure, it's fire.
No doubt. Two more to go quickly. You can go to one event, start bench cut, Stanley Cup Game 7, World Series Game 7, or a Final Four.
Never been to a Stanley Cup Game 7, so I'm starting that. World Series Game 7, I'll bench, and then Final Four, I'll cut. Because the Final Four Saturday is awesome. The national championship game, everybody's gone. It's empty. It's easy
yeah,
ticket.
It's Saturday.
It's an easy ticket to the Final Four, the national championship game. Because they're in these domes. Everybody's just throwing. You can get tickets for $10.
Since you didn't specify and didn't say it was Royals, I'm going to start the Stanley Cup. If it was Royals, I'd start them. But just Stanley Cup Game 7, that would be intense. Then World Series and then Final Four.
You watched last year's World Series Game 7? Toronto?
Pretty incredible.
Pretty
one
sick.
Of the best World Series ever.
Free agent wide receivers. Start bench cut. A.J. Brown, Mike Evans, Alec Pierce.
Well, A.J.'s not a free agent, right?
Well, receiver that
receivers
come to your
that
team.
Could end up in
yeah,
the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. Mike Evans start, A.J. Brown bench, Alec Pierce cut.
Yep. Agreed.
Right. I really like A.J. Brown. I know people have a perception of him, but again, that's perception
yes.
of A.J. Brown.
It's been our theme of the week so
yeah.
far. Perception versus reality.
Which is exactly what we discuss next, involving Darren Peterson, who played 30 minutes last night. That's Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.